Episode 1, Women's Rights, Reproduction, and Abortion. A History of Women's Rights. Women's rights are the rights and entitlements claimed for women and girls worldwide, and formed the basis for women's rights movements in the 19th century and feminist movements during the 20th century. Timeline: Seneca Falls Convention, 1848. National Women's Rights Convention in Worcester, Massachusetts. 1869, formation of the American Women's Suffrage Association. 1869, Wyoming Territory grants women suffrage. Women could now vote, serve on juries, and become justices of peace. 1870, 15th Amendment. 1870, first panel of female grand jurors in Wyoming. 1871, Victoria Chaplin Woodhull is the first woman to run for president. 1873, Bradwell v. Illinois case rules that women can be excluded from practicing law. This was a step backwards for the women's rights movement. 1878, the Susan B. Anthony Amendment is introduced to Congress to grant women suffrage, but Congress refuses to act. In 1890, the National Woman Suffrage Association was formed. The association campaigned for women's suffrage state by state in hopes of eventually achieving a national amendment. 1893, Colorado is the first state to pass an amendment allowing women's suffrage. 1896, National Association of Colored Women's Club. 1903, formation of the Women's Trade Union League. 1908, Mueller v. Oregon improves working conditions for women, but proves to be a setback. 1913, formation of the Congressional Union for Women Suffrage. In 1915, 25,000 women march in New York City for women suffrage. The 1920s saw the emergence of flappers, which violated the previous societal expectation of women. The 20s also saw the formation of the Women's Bureau of the Department of Labor by Congress. The 19th Amendment in 1920 granted voting equality regardless of your race or gender. 1960, FDA approves birth control pill as safe for use. 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits discrimination on account of race or gender. September 20th, 1973. In the Battle of the Sexes, tennis great Billie Jean King beats Bobby Riggs in straight sets during an exhibition match aired on Prime TV and drawing 90 million viewers. June 18th, 1983. Flying on the Space Shuttle Challenger, Sally Ride becomes the first woman in space. March 12, 1993. Nominated by President Bill Clinton, Jeanette Reno is sworn in as the first female Attorney General of the United States. July 26, 2016. Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman to receive a presidential nomination from a major political party. During her speech at the Democratic National Convention, she says, "Standing here as my mother's daughter and my daughter's mother, I'm so happy this day has come." In the recent months, there has been debates between pro-life campaigners and pro-choice promoters. An abortion is deliberate termination of a human pregnancy, most often performed during the first 28 weeks of pregnancy. Pro-life argues that all life is precious and made by the hands of God, whereas pro-choice argues that a regulated and restrictive legal abortion system is the right of all women. There are many reasons why someone might get an abortion, including rape, financial stability, illness risks, and others. Thus, under these circumstances, it is completely entirely up to the woman to decide. If abortion becomes illegal nationwide, there will not be less abortions, but instead there will be less safe ones. In 2018, Colorado legalized the Unique Device Identification, UDI, a system used to mark and identify political devices within the healthcare supply chain without requiring a parent's consent. They also made birth control and condoms more accessible to the young public. Not only has the amount of abortions dropped, the state has also saved money. Therefore, there are both economic and social justice systems that support women's reproductive rights. Although women have made achievements in the fight for equality, we must continue to reach complete equality between all genders, races, sexes, religions, and more. But we must also learn to preserve the rights we have gained. One way we can do this is electing more women into office. Politics are dominated by men, and as women, we must demand representation. And if denied representation, we must respond and deny the government's legitimacy. Quote by Victoria Claflin Woodhull: if Congress refuses to listen to and grant what women ask, there's but one course left then to pursue. What is there left for women to do but to become the mothers of the future government? We will now be interviewing Jennifer McGrory on how women's rights have affected her. How have you, as part of society, participated in the fight for women's rights?
I have volunteered at women's shelters. I have participated in marches to demonstrate for various aspects of women's rights. And I always educate myself and vote on issues that impact the overall well-being of women.
How has the feminist movement shaped you as a person?
Growing up, I was always taught to believe in equality. My faith in feminism has led me to be a person of strength and kindness. It has taught me the basis of my moral and democratic ideology.
How do you think we can preserve and introduce women's rights, especially in a time like now that is filled with political tumult?
Well, today we're seeing women's rights being sacrificed by public officials. As someone who is pro-choice and believes in a woman's right to choose, I do not support many states' current actions. I believe now more than ever, women and men need to stand together to fight injustice and to stand for equality. While government regulation is needed, the health, well-being, and individual choice of women needs to be at the forefront of the debate.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your time. In conclusion, it's clear women have continuously struggled to determine the origins of their oppression for centuries. They have established that patriarchy is a major obstacle to achieve equality in male and female rights, both legal and civil, and gender roles. In regards to abortion, it's true that human life is indeed important. But people forget that there is life at all ages, and we must remember to value it despite people's group or class association.